My name is Vangelis Zounis. I'm the program manager of the Resilience, the CIP program at ENISA. The Pan-European exercise is one of the projects of my program. The exercise has been called for by the European Commission Communication on CIIP, the known document as CIIP Action Plan. It has been introduced March last year. After that, at the Tallinn Ministerial Conference, all member states agreed to support the idea of the first pan-European exercise, and they set up a deadline for delivering the exercise by the end of 2010, this year. This was a very ambitious goal, and all member states were very hesitant. They didn't want to collaborate, and they were a bit afraid how we can reach this goal. And they asked ENISA to facilitate the dialogue and bring member states together. And this is what we did from late last year and beginning of this year. We organized a number of workshops to bring member states together to discuss and exchange ideas, focus the exercise properly, plan it, with the help of a number of member states that we created together a team of planners. Slowly, slowly, we reached the appropriate maturity level, and the exercise now is well organized and will be done 4th of November in Athens. This will be the headquarters of the exercise, and all participating countries will be distributed at their own locations, and the players will play in a distributed manner. The objective of the exercise is to test the communication links between member states during a crisis and the procedures that they have. It's a tabletop exercise, so it's not an operational exercise and will not test any systems or something. It is an exercise only for public authorities, no private sector will take part. I can proudly say that all member states agreed to participate, and we also have on top three EFTA countries, namely Switzerland, Norway and Iceland. So 30 countries will participate, 21 will participate as players and 9 will participate as observers. I think that for the first pan-European exercise this is an astonishing result. It's a learning experience for all, and especially for ENISA, and we are looking forward to see the results of the exercise beginning of November. Then we will have we will issue a report, a public report, for media, and you can get an idea of it probably beginning of next year. We will also organize a workshop to discuss the findings. The exercise is not an one-off activity within ENISA. We will continue our efforts, and in the future we will have we will develop a roadmap for future exercises, including a number of possible scenarios for future exercises. We will also develop links with other pan-European or international exercises, like for example the Cyberstorm exercise. And in general, we would like to position ENISA as the center of competence for cross-country exercises. We also consider the national exercise as an important element of the strategy. We would like to empower member states to develop their own capabilities at national level. We believe that member states have to develop their own national exercises, and for that we help them to develop the appropriate knowledge. We developed last year a good practice guide, and we now visit member states, we organize seminars, and we try to educate them how to do this. There are countries that a limited number of countries in Europe that they have experience with exercise, but there is a majority that doesn't have, and I think that this is the first step before they participate in a big pan-European exercise. Overall, we are very optimistic that this is an interesting activity.